Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Again, I say, like I said.
Nine. Paige.
Get off here, you stupid perv.
And Fat Boy.
No, I'm not. You watch your mouth.
The Rise Guys
Morning Show.
You're so weird.
Was it my week?
Yeah.
I assumed it was. I didn't look.
Yeah.
Just threw something in. You don't like 80s music?
No, absolutely.
No, you don't.
I see you listening to this, though. I mean, I do. I can see you going down the road in your car, and you're doing that thing where you're bobbing your head and you're biting your bottom lip like this. Mm-hmm.
Well, am I trying to make it to the restroom?
Yeah. It's like you're holding your lip, because if it wasn't, it'd be wide open. Oh, Lord. I like this part.
Nailed it.
This is a house cleaning song. Clean my house to it, Matthew.
Put in windows to that song.
Clean your bedroom. Craft room.
It's your Risky Business song.
Is that the one it's from? Risky Business?
How you thinking of one where he's sliding in his underwear?
Let's see the bloopers.
He slid to the wall. Take them old goobers off the ship.
Happy Monday. Mondays, generally speaking, are not fun days. But if you have something to look forward to, that makes them go a little better. Sometimes it's Monday Night Football. Never is it wrestling anymore. But today, though, you can come out and here locally, Nine and I will be at Wings Etc. Grill and Pub.
Yeah, we will. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. there in Bowling Springs, man.
We will be there for several reasons. To eat and drink.
Yes, because they have good food and good beer, such as Rise Guys P1 Lager from Steel Hands Brewery.
Which will be on tap and in cans.
Both.
Do we know, we've already had, I'm not going to say hundreds of people, but several, many people asking, I don't mean like several, like little people either. I mean like many, M-A-N, why? Asking if we're going to have more hats. And I'll say, like I said to them, IDK, because I don't.
I don't know. I think so.
But yeah, hard maybe on that one.
Maybe.
But we will be there from 5 till 7. It's been a while since we've been out there to Scott's place.
Been a long time. I'm excited to go.
You better have a damn
good food.
You better have one.
Oh, I mean, I won't give them mine, though.
I'm wearing one right now, but it's mine.
Well, I wouldn't even offered one.
Yeah. Nine took two.
Damn it, you only got one head.
Well, I need to color coordinate my wardrobe.
You wearing them sideways like old Kadeem Hardison back in the day?
That's sunglasses.
On top of each other. Yeah, that's both ways.
Oh,
yeah. You don't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember the hats that had the tails on the back of them?
Oh, yeah.
Those are awesome.
What, like do-rags under
the cap? Like in the French Ford Legion or something?
It looked like something that Lawrence of Arabia would have worn.
Yeah.
He's an English guy. Came to fight the Turkish. You squirrels better have nuts in your mouth if you're going downtown.
Yeah.
Heavens, Nevins. No, but on the hats, don't know. But will we be there? Yes, 5 and 07. And like I said, it's the first time that we've been there in a while. First time this year.
Yeah.
You gonna get some wings? Or are you gonna get thangs?
I don't know. I really, I'm not even kidding. I never had a bad meal there. It's one of those places where I almost get a little anxiety thinking, like, man, it's not like, ooh, is it going to be good? It's like, I know it's going to be good, but which one am I going to settle on? And I feel weird walking out of there with like four or five boxes.
Yeah, but it happens.
You gotta three
get
or less.
Well, you got to get the jalapeno poppers.
Oh, those are good.
I ain't doing that on a Monday night.
Oh, come on.
It dies. Better.
I got to be here tomorrow.
But they dice the jalapenos. It's the best jalapeno poppers in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, eat them on the way home, too.
Yeah.
Do it for Fat Boy. Eat it.
Man, there's several. I want to see everybody there, but like, there's always people that come to that particular event that I hope that it's been so long that I hope that they will join us tonight.
Yeah,
I know it's a Monday.
They're fun people.
I hope that the nudists are there.
Yes.
The nudist.
The fam.
They're not actively nudist at the time, though.
They live at a nudist colony.
That is awesome.
Yeah. I always have new questions for them. New nude questions. Like, you know, they didn't get the joke when I asked them if they were going to vote for Newt Gingrich. They were like, what?
What?
Get it.
Do you only stay there in the winter? I mean, the spring and summer?
Is this what we call for Eye of Nude?
Oh, like a witch's
instead
brew.
Instead of Newt.
Oh, yeah.
It's another nude joke.
Yeah. They put on their nudie suit.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to know if, who can't else was I all. Thinking about? The guy who has the tattoo of you and I-9?
Yeah, the guy with the Rise Guys tattooed on his shoulder blade.
Yeah. Right there above Fear and Loathing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I ain't seen him in a while. I'd like to see him again.
Also, the kid that looks just like me, without the facial hair,
yes!
Obviously.
Yeah, there's always good people when we go out there. I want to see them all.
Little twin version of me.
Yeah.
Does he have a flat top?
Nope. Okay. He has a full head of hair, though.
So. Well, I heard people in Jethro will be there. The mystery there is, will they be wearing shoes?
Oh, Jethro, bring me that thing.
He did that well.
Jethro got me something.
Yeah.
A belated birthday gift.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. I had a guess, but Matt said I'm wrong.
I hope that happens.
Jules wouldn't allow that.
No.
I hope the mayor comes out. Various other officials.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, by God. If we don't get RSVPs from me, we're just going to start saying that you're appearing.
Yeah.
And then when you no-show, then you'll have a bad reputation in the community.
Look forward to seeing Jeremy Clements this evening. Attorney Rob Onario, too.
Travis from Bowling Springs Sports Cards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in your name. You have to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Jug will be there. He only works one day a week.
He probably stayed over in Austin.
I'm going to stop short of saying that. I'm looking forward to seeing Sheriff Wright out there because then some people would not show up if he was going to be there.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Might have some with warrants. I want to come see us.
Warrants. Members of Warrant.
Yeah. The surviving ones, yes.
Man, you're going to eat so much. I love it. You got wings and fries and various other goodies.
Jalapeno poppers, sandwiches.
Stuff I can't have.
I was going to say, I heard your little commercial play. Don't you love when people do it that way?
It's so demeaning. Yeah, it is, man.
So demeaning. How's your little business going, Matthew? Oh, really, Mama? You ain't going to get no windows talking like that.
Yeah.
You in the Fortune 500 yet?
You have little sex with your little girlfriend? Like, what? What? Such a belittling thing.
You on the S&P yet? You on the index?
Got your little beer thing tonight? You gonna wear your little beer hat?
Is anyone gonna wear a beer shirt?
You know. Does that aggravate you, hearing that? Or does it keep you on your path to success, Fat Boy?
Yeah, you try to, man. You think about it for a minute, you're like, oh, I really want that. Then you're like, ooh, I don't like the way I'm gonna feel after.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I have trouble with some foods. It's trouble. Like, I want this food, but I know as soon as I eat it, it's going to mess me up for like a day.
That's me with A1 sauce.
That's me and everything I ate Saturday. I'm still hurting.
And I've known that since I was a kid. And we know that as adults with drinking too much.
Yeah.
Like, we know, like, oh, God.
Like, I know eating the sausage dip is going to hurt me. Why do I do it?
Like, I know why it's hard.
Because I love it. It's delicious.
I know why it's hard for people to kick drugs now. Because the way they feel after. Like, oh, I'm not going to do this again. But when you the way you feel when you're doing it is probably good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully. But their opposite, though, is a lot of times they'll, if they quit doing drugs, they will gain weight. You
yeah.
know?
No,
so
sure.
it's like you're both kind of dealing with the oh. same thing on different spectrums.
Mm-hmm. So let me smell your wing fingers tomorrow.
Well, I'd need to wash them first.
That's just downright creepy.
Because if I lick your wing fingers, I don't get fat. And I get the same taste.
Yeah, you would still get sugar.
You'd still get calories.
There's probably sugar in the sauces.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. can't have the sauce.
Like, what do you miss the most, Fat Boy? About your...
Man, probably just like big burgers. Just the buns. Because, you know, the butter buns, if you get buns with extra butter. There's a place in town that extra butters their buns.
You can have the butter.
You can't have the buns, man. Oh, my God. I miss the butter buns. I would honestly eat the buns with no meat in between them. Just
because
it's
got butter on the buns?
Yeah.
You think vegetarians do that? Like they eat a pickle sandwich?
Maybe.
Probably.
I think
cucumber sandwiches are a thing.
Yeah, they are.
Well.
You just want the buttery bun, a little bit of pickle juice in the bread. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I don't like pickles. I don't like condiments. That's a condiment
to me. How not?
That's just not good, man. It takes away from the flavor.
You love mayonnaise. I know you do.
Ugh.
You can have some
Hellman's,
mayonnaise.
Maybe. I said everybody's mad. They're coming up here.
You like Hellman's on your Bar S bologna sandwiches?
Oh, Bar S should be illegal. Somebody should investigate that company. Uh-huh. That's not food that you make.
What does the S stand for is what I'd like to know.
Exactly. What are you trying to do to us?
Oh, speaking of
probably Russian bologna trying to kill us.
Russian bologna.
Chinese bologna.
Well, I'm taking a stand against vodka.
Do it.
Because of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And, Paige over here talking about her sickle sandwich.
No. Yeah.
Oh. Did sickle cell come from Russia?
Probably. So.
More questions maybe. Later.
I don't think so.
That one kid probably has his driver's license by now.
The one who looks like you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't even look like you no more.
Man, I had a thing that that happened over the weekend where, you know, like I'm not in that whole parental thing of like, yeah, you. This is the fraternity of parenthood and like, like, I had a woman, I felt like I was looking into the eyes of myself. This woman tried to get me to lie to her kid the other day.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Stupid, dumb liar mom. Because she, well, ooh, how does this feel,
Paige? Yeah, I want to know more about
this. How does this feel?
I'll tell you next.
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
I mean, I just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah! 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 Oh!
great one right there.
So good.
That was assist by the Bushwhackers at the end.
It was.
Bushwhackers X Macho X Collective Soul.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one. That's good.
B-Whackers.
There's only one left.
Really? No, I thought they were both.
They're both living.
Butch is alive?
Yeah.
I thought only Luke was alive.
Where are the head licking thing started? This is like an improv? Or
what do you mean, with the eyes?
They go up and lick people's heads. Like, they find a kid and lick his head.
Oh, yeah. That's the atmosphere thing. Like, yeah. They're like, hey, we don't have any Brett the Hitman Hart sunglasses put on the kid. We'll lick their forehead.
Oh, that's nice.
You couldn't do that now.
Sanitary.
You could probably walk like this, dude.
Bushwhacker Butch is 78, but still living.
Oh, well, good.
Taking bookings, brother. Boogie Woogie's still taking bookings.
Luke's only 76.
Yeah, but they're still, like, wrestling, though, right?
I don't know.
Or at least the one that I thought was alive was.
What about Bushwhacker Bill? It's Bushwick Bill.
Rest in peace.
Let's see. Luke wrestled on their 2018 tour. In their 2018 tour,
they're on a tour
in New Zealand, and Luke was the only one to wrestle.
Oh.
They should be working the Mulkies.
I mean, that's sort of thing. When you go, like, you come on. Like, man, this guy's like 80 years old wrestling a 20-year-old.
Is like, that believable?
Fart no.
No, because the 20-year-old's got to put him over because they got some name recognition.
They have to. It's like, man, I wrestled Bushwhacker Bill one day, you know, whatever. Or not Bushwick Bill. Rest in peace again. I forget. All right, let me tell you about the stupid dumb mom that I ran into. Not mine. Over the weekend, like, you know, one day it would be like wet and nasty. And then so Saturday turned out to be real nice.
Well, the Bushwhackers was written a book.
Anyway, they have?
The yeah, I just surprised me. Anyway, the mom.
I would love to hear their audible version.
Yeah. What does mom do?
So I was at this place. It sounds offensive, the name of it. It's called Herd Klotz Park.
Oh, I know it.
Herd Klotz. It's got to be named after somebody. It's spelled H-E-R-D K-L-O-T-Z. Herd Klotz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's where the TB hospital used to be.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Right there near the hotel that's been converted into a brothel that people don't talk about.
Yeah.
You know that road.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. I haven't been hiking quite as much because of my stupid, dumb hip.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been doing a lot of walking. And I don't know why that I choose this particular one to go to. It's close, it's convenient, and it's kept. Some parks are, you know, little things, they're not kept. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a hike you'll love, but I'll tell you about that later.
Your leg. It's the only thing you hike.
You don't.
So, anyway, they have a it's a very, very nice park. It's weird that it's so close to all those other things.
You know,
chicken processing plant.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that over there that aren't, you know.
But then right there in the middle of it's this beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be honest with you and tell you I was
about the club.
Sitting on a bench, taking a little breather.
Okay.
Judge ye lest ye not be.
That's good for you. Take in the environment, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because it was nice. Weather people lied like hell.
Mm-hmm. Boy, they really did. Also, my Alexa did. She always lies about the weather, saying it's cold. It ain't cold out there.
I don't hear any apologies or any rescinds.
No retractions from her.
That's everybody getting us back for last week when we had the weather saying it was 97 degrees and it was cold outside.
I know. Well, yes. Yeah.
Everybody getting us back for that?
Dumbass weather people.
Anyway, there's a woman and her two kids come and sit beside me, and this is like snack time for them, I guess. So she's pulling out all the little Tupperware things of all the nuts.
Oh, they have a little picnic snack.
Yeah. And it didn't bother me any.
Mm-hmm.
And the young, I'm guessing here, I mean, it doesn't matter. She'll probably never catch wind of this. The kid was probably like 7 or 8 years old. Mm-hmm. The boy, and then the little girl was maybe 3 to 4 or something. And, the kid is getting ready to have his snack, and she says, here, give me your gum. She's got a little piece of little napkin there, a little paper towel, and she's like, spit it in here. He's like, no, I'll swallow it. She's like, you can't swallow it. It stays in your belly for like 7 years.
Oh, Lord.
And he's like, I forget what he says. And then she's like, right? She looks at me like, stays in your system for 7 years, doesn't it?
They probably said bull ass, mama.
She's doing that nod, like, agree with me right now. And I was like, you know, I was always told that.
What?
But here's what I said. But they found out that that's not true. That was one of those old pre-internet things.
Oh, you made a fool out of mommy.
I am not lying to the kid the way I was lied to. Now, I give my parents the benefit of not having the internet. And the only degree in the house was from a Bible college.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Greer Bible Institute is where my mama graduated from. No, she was not in sorority.
We go Rush.
We on Hush Week. Shh, don't you say that bad word. She looked at me, gave that same kind of look. Paige was like, oh, I can't believe you said that. But I'm looking into this kid's eyes, and I'm feeling that thing like probably would have happened to me. Like, tell him if he runs in the house, a cake will fall.
Yeah.
That's probably true, though.
Well, in that house, probably. If anybody walked hard in that house, mill house, it probably would have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole, I started feeling that, like, all the things that you were, like, not even lied to as a kid, but like stupid myths, I guess, that you were told and you always believed. Like the ones, you know, about playing with yourself. You're going to go blind, or if you don't do it, you will lose it.
Chewing your fingernails, give you worms.
Somebody texts in that if you had left it, that's what I was always told. It would have been perfect and not a lie.
That's what somebody told me that I should have said. That's what I've always heard.
Yeah.
But come to find out that no, it our body, processes it just like it doesn't break it down.
In a matter of days, it's gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's gone. And the reason that I found out that was a lie back when I was a kid is because, and this is not graphic. But one time, do you remember? Of course you do. Big League Chew, you know.
Yeah.
They kind of get
the grape was awful.
Used to
make me want,
chewing.
Make me want some chaw.
Yeah, I had done a whole packet once of that because I love the taste. I love
that delicious
that white powder that was on top.
Oh, yeah, sugar.
And I'd lick my fingers and run my fingers through the package after.
Yeah.
Ah, God.
And I remember having to have a bowel movement 2 or 3 days later, and my butt cheeks were stuck together as a result of said gum. And I know that it was that session of gum.
You swallowed it, and it's...
I always swallowed my gum. Like, always, always. In this particular time, it's the world's biggest wad of gum. And my cheeks were literally, I'm not making
it. Is it because you spent the night with a buddy?
Oh, I was in the bathroom. Like I was supermanning the sheets from the...
With a G.
No.
You're like the cheese wrapper kid who just licks all the cheese off the wrapper.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the adult. Are you kidding me?
You ran your fingers in the pack.
Well, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want anything to go to
man,
waste.
That's like that gum that used to come in the little roll. You don't roll all that immediately. Bubble just tape? Chew it. Yeah, that. Bubble tape.
Yeah.
All of it at once.
They was teaching you how to use a tape measure, but not really. It just was like inspired. You know, what if this was a tape measure of gum?
This is a roll it and chew it.
Yeah. You want to measure things with it. Like, you never, like, you know, people are texting in, you know, Santa Claus and stuff. But I'm talking about, like, things that you maybe carried with you. If you were born pre-internet, there had to be tons of stuff that, and your parents kind of get the pass too, maybe, because there was no way to look it up. You couldn't even go to the library. What would you look that up in? Hey, librarian, where's a book on can I eat gum and will it make my butt cheeks stick together?
Yeah.
Where would that be at?
Well, watermelon doesn't make you pregnant.
No. I never heard that one.
I've never heard that
eat
one either.
Eat the seeds.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Oh, I was know that watermelon make you pregnant. You just be growing watermelons in your belly.
Like pregnant.
But women only, right?
No, they said that to me.
They
too.
Would tell that to boys.
Yeah, they said all the boys when I was growing up. Yeah. Not that you'd get pregnant, but you'd have watermelons growing in your belly.
But what would they have? I mean, why would they say that? Just because they didn't want to?
I don't know.
What? There's probably nutritional value.
Like, that's one reason the world was so magical when we were kids, because all these lies we were told that made stuff fun and whimsical and like fairy tale books. But you grow watermelons in your belly.
Yeah, but...
Or that gum was somehow this evil thing that your body could not process. I guess. I don't know. It was weird growing up, man.
It was. When the Book of Home Remedies came out, that was the coolest thing, because you're like, oh, no.
About the Anarchist Cookbook?
Yeah. Or no, you like
no.
Putting.
No, he's not talking about that.
He just agreed with it.
Don't Google it.
Like putting cigarettes on the bee sting and S like that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is a lot of.
There is a healing with the nicotine.
But that was the only thing like to dispel all the rumors. Like this stuff actually works.
Yeah, but think about like the old days before. I'm talking about not caveman days, but whatever. When people started like figuring out, oh, we can make paint out of this. This indigo,
yeah.
You know, or whatever. or let's say like shrooms. You know, it wasn't like the king of the kingdom sitting there trying it. He's sending out the labor to, hey, go eat those and tell me how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, we talked about before how suppositories were so huge in the 90s, the stocks probably dropped now, but everything was cured with the suppository.
It was everything. The 80s also, man.
Your parents would threaten that if you were a little cranky. Are you constipated?
I got to tell you, I think my parents were just... That was the be-all, end-all for everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it was, I don't know why that it was always dad holding my hands down and mom.
Yeah, that makes it worse.
It does.
No, I don't know which way makes it worse, man.
Well, the mom,
ain't no good way.
The mom applying it's got to be worse. I told you one of my dad's old girlfriends gave me one.
She had fingernails. Oh, I had a Lee Snap-on stuck in my butt.
Now, this is a great text, CLCMotors.com text line. When I was about 3 and having a hard time going to the bathroom, my dad told me that I needed to close one eye and push. I truly believed for years that this was law for helping you blank. Close one eye and push. You sit there looking like Popeye on the commode.
Oh, that's good. Close an eye.
God bless.
Always, well, the answer always was like, let me do it myself. Like, no, you won't do it right.
Lying ass parents.
Like, you just want to see me naked for some weird reason.
Why?
I don't know.
What was that? What the hell was that about?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, my mom and her sisters and my grandma, too, were sunbathing with Afro Sheen.
Yeah.
I remember that.
They would go to the
burn yourself
beauty supply store on White Horse Road and buy Afro Sheen, which, you know,
they use
black suntan. Women wear in their hair. Men do, too, some, I guess. And they would use it as suntan.
And yeah,
they'd
use it
as tanning lotion.
They didn't use baby oil.
No.
They probably used motor oil, knowing them.
Did they ever lay out with the top undone where you could just, where the back was?
I did.
Well, I mean, you know, some people, you know, wouldn't even do that. I just don't imagine the older Southern woman undoing her bathing top to get the tan on the back.
You know what? I have that, like, X'd out of my mind. Like, I...
Paige would have been off the ground like she's levitating.
Look at that girl. She's planking on the beach.
That's what sand's for.
Oh, God.
Dang it. That's fun.
That is.
You lied to the... Well, you didn't lie to the kid. You just didn't help the mom out.
I was being honest, because when I looked at that kid, he had that look of, like, his eyes were saying, tell me, wise man. You have a long beard. You're rubbing it right now. So that tells me you're thinking.
Tell the truth, man. I love the show. Don't lie to me.
Hey, where's Nawn?
I don't respond in the park.
Hey, my mom drinks your beer a lot.
Oh.
Her butt cheeks stick together, too.
She throws them out of the car when we're going down the road.
Well.
Nah. All right. Oh, yeah, for real. That's tonight, though. Not Monday week. Tonight, 5 to 7 at Wings, etc. You'll be able to see us and eat good food and drink good beer. And all kind of fun.
Can't wait to see everybody this evening, including yourself, Matt Man.
You said you had an RSVP.
I do, from Jeremy Clements.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said it, so.
Yeah. Oh, the 51.
Yeah.
Back from Coda.
That's right. No.
Garbage track.
Back Coda. From, I thought he was in Austin.
He was. Yeah, Circuit of the Americas. Coda.
Oh, I got it on my DVR. Paige, what is up in the place?
Well, this is big. The state just banned kids from using social media without their parents' approval. I'll tell
Russia.
You what this is next in your Eyes Guys headline.
I clap that. Yep, I do.
Okay.
Well, I think it's good. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, hell yeah. Because kids, oh, man, like, how do we know they're not keeping a phone in their locker?
The
parents
be.
Never even know.
Never have a clue.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to that and more. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. We begin with this story. The governor of Utah passed a bill that will go into effect on March 1st of next year. Utah banned kids from using social media without their parents' approval.
That's a great idea, I think.
There's gonna be downsides to it that we don't see right now. I'm not sure what they are.
So weird? Like, kids don't have to tell their parents they're identifying as whatever, but they can tell the teachers, and the teachers will keep that secret for them.
Yeah.
But then with the cell phones, like, hey, we'll still work with parents mm-hmm. on that.
Like, there are definitely obvious dangers and things to social media, but there's also the, you know, parents who don't want their kids thinking for themselves aspect of it.
True. True. But, and you can also, with most of those now, limit the what they can look at.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what TikTok. Somebody or Reddit or something, that TikTok now has it on there where you can put a timer on there for your kids. They can only watch so much of it a day. But I'm like, but hackers are kids. And yeah. They know. Like,
kids know more about this stuff than their parents do.
Yeah. They'll figure out all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the governor signed these two bills on Thursday designed to shield kids from social media and protect their mental health. Opponents of the laws plan to challenge them in court for violating free speech, but assuming they do go into effect, here's what they're going to look like, and this is how it's going to change. Well, everyone in Utah will have to verify their age to use social media sites like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat.
So that means that by the time you're grown, they will know which accounts belong to you.
You know who's not going to know is this weekend when Twitter takes away everybody's verification.
We'll have an official record. Oh, yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah.
All of us legacy verifieds.
It's going to be gone. So you got to pay for it now.
That means I will officially probably say goodbye to Twitter.
Yeah.
That's what's kept me there. Yeah. Honest.
Well, the value of the website is down to $20 billion, which is less than half what it was bought for last year.
Yeah, so people paying to impersonate other people is going to be kind of funny.
Yeah, you know, I saw the other day a verified Twitter account, and it was at Luke Combs Fan. Yeah. I'm like, how's that verified?
Anybody with $8 a month, you get verified now.
Hey, why'd you get rid of Netflix? Oh, I got verified on Twitter.
Somebody did it to an NBA coach, copied his exact Twitter, his name. It was off for a little bit. But they pay for the verification, and they were tweeting, like, this team sucks, I hate all my players. And people were picking up on it nationally and running with it.
Yeah, they were.
It's just so many people get duped.
What color will the check mark be?
Well, still going to be blue, but you got to pay for Twitter Blue.
Oh.
It's about $8 or $9 a month.
Twitter blows is what it should say. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do the Instagram now. You can pay for that verification.
God, you know what? I'm going to delete it now so I don't look like one of those people that did it on the first just because.
Yeah, go ahead and do it preemptively.
I'll wait till after the event tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, even with the parents' permission, kids won't be able to access social media between the hours of 10:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m., which probably is a safe thing to do for kids. So any under 18 accounts will be blocked from scrolling for those 8 hours.
2:30 p.m. is just as dangerous as 2:30 a.m. on social media.
Is it?
I don't see how it isn't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, people could be from other parts of the world.
Social media apps.
Yeah.
won't be allowed to show kids advertisements while they scroll, and they won't be able to collect user data either. So also, all social media data. Sites... data.
He's calling again.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
I'm poking at Looper right now.
Yes, you are. All social media sites will have to give parents a way to access their kids' accounts, so the parents will be able to see what they're doing. And Utah is the first state to pass a law like this. It might not be the last. At least four other states are looking into similar laws, like Ohio, Minnesota, Connecticut, and Arkansas.
Now, this law is it's not something that I disagree with. I agree with a lot of things about this law, but it does go on good faith that all parents are acting in good faith, and that isn't always true.
Yeah. Yeah, where they're – yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand how kids are allowed to have cell phones at school at all. I mean, I really don't. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Well, there's two – I mean –
maybe high school. If you drive a car, you can have your cell phone. How about that rule?
No, but I mean, if that's your only means of communication with your kid and something happens, I would want my kid to have a cell phone.
We were able to go through that, though. Like, the parents called the office, and then this was pre-intercom. Like, somebody would come to this class and say, hey, Miss Hawkins, Matthew's mama's on hold, and she's pissed.
Well, they'd tell us if you got caught with a beeper or whatever, they would take it, and you wouldn't get it back.
Beeper.
Not that they would take it for the year, but they would take it. You would never see it again.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Straight to the district office.
That is actually stealing, yes.
Yeah.
Pager.
I had one, though, man. Hell yeah. I was in high school, though.
Who did you get the pager?
Do you have a black one, or did you have one of the plastic see-through ones?
I had a bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had the clear one.
Yeah.
But you got clowned.
I had the phone that looked like it, too.
Okay.
If you had the black, like, doctor type pager, yeah. Just the thing on the top, you got clowned.
You wanted the screen on the side.
Yeah.
I had Boobless. Beep One.
United.
The company I use.
143-911. Call me.
Boobless.
Boobless. Boobless. Yeah.
Well, on page, and those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Didn't anybody ever write boobies? It was just boobless. Like,
boobless.
That's
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, you get them boobies, too.
Get them boobies.
It was $6 a month, right? Usually I had to go to a local pawn shop and pay the bill.
Yeah.
My dad had to drive me to pay my beeper bill.
Up at T-Page or somewhere?
On Woodruff Road, Maxwell Communications.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Beeper bill.
My beeper bill, yeah. He's up paying his different second and third mortgages, and I was paying
You had to make this one bill. Trip to pay like $7 a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, so you still had to have money for a payphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a cell phone, Fat Boy. It was a pager.
I know.
I got a call now. It's 911 at the end. It's an emergency.
It was some girl paging me to not hook up. What are you doing?
Trying
to score.
I got an eggplant emoji. What does that mean? All right. Can you beep emojis? Nobody.
I don't know if you could.
Well, doctors have them still. Doctors, if you're listening.
They still got them?
Maybe.
Bunch of nerds.
Pretty sure they do. I don't know. All right. We'll take a break. We come back. We got a bunch of really, really, really good email. Normally, I say that kind of line to get you to stay overnight.
This time he means it.
These are really, really good,
That's
though.
That's great.
We'll get into these next. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.